In this town, there's no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Ryder.
Something that I thought Deshaun Watson did better in this last game compared to the previous one, I thought he got rid of the ball a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
Well, so, bravo for that. Like
we are talking ourselves into loving the greatness of the bare minimum, right? He completed 24 to 32 passes. His passer rating was above 80. Okay. It was almost 85. It was like 84.9.
He would have had 200 plus 250, 260 if
right.
they would have.
Yeah. You know, and he wouldn't have thrown an interception if Amari Cooper didn't have that ball go off his hands, all that, right? The numbers.
True.
But the facts are the facts.
I know.
This is the first time in his career he's not thrown for more than 200 yards in four consecutive games. Mm. The offensive ranks, are you ready for the Browns' offensive ranks coming into this game, Andy?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you might want to get a trash can handy because
I've got some stats too. We'll do those after this. Keep going. I'm going to get my trash can.
After hearing these points per game, Browns averaging 16 and a half. That's 27th in the league. Yards per game offensively, 246.3. That's good enough for 31st out of 32. By the way, that's not good. Rushing yards per game, 94.8. That's 26 out of 32. Not good. Passing yards per game, 151.5, 29th out of 32. Again, that really sucks. So I feel like that a lot of times, like we're starting to do with Deshaun what we've done to every crappy ass quarterback that's come through Cleveland before him. And I'm going to exclude Baker Mayfield from that because I think Baker was one of the better guys to come through here.
True. That's true.
On the field, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we just like talk ourselves into he's good, he's good, he's good. He does this little thing, so he's good. He did that, oh, he's good. And I think we're doing that because we're so desperate for anything positive, any sign of hope with Deshaun, right? The week before it was, well, he handled the pressure better. He didn't look like he was bleeping his pants during plays.
Oh, I didn't see that one. Is that an actual quote from a national correspondent?
No, this is what we collectively talk about. Like, handle the pressure better and things like that. So I feel like, okay, great. Completion percentage is great. He did look better. No question. If he got more help from the supporting cast, his numbers would be better, right? This isn't all on Deshaun. But the bottom line is, to your point, right? Mm-hmm. Game on the line, two straight weeks. He was given five drives to win two games. Nothing to show for it. Okay? So, and that's the standard I hold him to. Not his completion percentage, not his, not the yardage, not the touchdown to interception ratio. It's wins and losses. And they're 1-3 this year. And again, he got five drives late in the fourth quarter for his critical of the defenses I've been about the tackling and missed opportunities to create turnovers and all that, right? Not getting enough pressure on the quarterback on a consistent basis and things like that, right? Despite that, the defense has done their job in the fourth quarter to give Deshaun and the offense opportunities to win games. Last 2 weeks, again, five possessions, three against the Giants, and then two against the Raiders. Ron Watson and this offense has come up with nothing. And that is the problem, because that's why you gave Deshaun the $230 million contract. It wasn't so that, oh, he's completing 65% of his passes and his touchdown to interception ratio is this, and he's throwing for 300, even though he has yet to throw for 300 yards as a Cleveland Brown. And Joe Flacco, by the way, did that four times in five games, but that's neither here nor there. Like, it's not for that. It's about winning and losing and being the guy that elevates when the game is on the line. And that, to me,
is one area
that Deshaun remains deficient. When the game is on the line, he's still not elevating. And again, I understand the supporting cast hasn't helped him a lot, but what do the great quarterbacks do? They always seem to find a way. And that, for me, that's the next rung on the ladder that I need to see from Deshaun. It's not his completion percentage. It's not the yardage or touchdown to interception ratio. It's when the damn game is on the line, Go win the thing when the defense is giving you the football over and over and over again in the fourth quarter.
I'm with you. The entire team knows how to. There's got to learn how to play four quarters, because that's the problem of the entire season so far. Play four quarters, and if you give this guy the opportunity to get you the win, he's got to deliver, and he hasn't delivered.